Princess Bitch Face Syndrome. Surviving Adolescent Girls. Written by Michael Carr Gregg and read by Richard Aspel. The dedication reads, to Therese. Many people picking up this book for the first time might find its title distasteful, so I feel the need to explain where it came from. An experience recounted to me by a 30-something friend of mine called Nikki, who was enjoying a fairly robust relationship with her teenage daughter. Nikki was particularly envious of a friend who insisted on waxing lyrical about how quiet, helpful, and studious her own adolescent was. Then one day, Nikki attended a school morning tea and, with a slightly heavy heart expecting the usual rant, ambled over to the mother of this paragon of virtues and asked politely how her daughter was. Nikki was more than a little surprised at the response, "You mean Princess Bitchface?" Clearly, the puberty fairy had arrived and left a very special type of teenager under this parent's pillow. Of course, there are plenty of teenage girls who rise early, shower and get ready for the day without being disagreeable. But listen to parents and teachers, as I do on a regular basis, and you would have to agree that there are indisputably some girls whose behaviour seems, for a period of time, like a direct emotional assault. So, is it just teenage girls who behave in this manner? Well, pretty much. The reality is that while young boys often start off by being more demanding and labour-intensive than girls, there is no doubt that girls reach higher levels of complication as they get older. Many parents discover how difficult parenting really can be when their daughter hits puberty and become entwined in intricate adolescent peer relationships, which can have a domino effect on the home front. Teenage boys tend to be less involved in emotional complexities. I've decided to call this manifestation the Princess Bitchface Syndrome. In psychology, the word syndrome refers to a collection of signs or symptoms that together form a condition with a known outcome, or which requires a special response. In my view, precisely such a collection of signs and or symptoms exists not just in the Australian community, but across the Western world. An instantly recognisable adolescent female who transforms almost overnight into a rebellious stranger who behaves like a responsible adult one day and a spoiled child the next.